Hey guys, what is something that every single business and business owner needs to thrive? Well, that's revenue. And who do we get revenue from? From our ideal client and people who want our services. That's the number one thing I hear people saying is, how do I get ideal clients? How do I get more patients? How do I get more people to buy my products and services and ideas so that I can have revenue? And I see that wheel churning. But one thing that is so critical is that I notice that all business problems that interfere with your marketing and your sales and your closing have personal problems behind that, backing it up. All business problems are personal problems in disguise. And we have a solution for that. If you want to increase your marketing, if you want to increase your sales, if you want to increase your bottom line and your revenue, you need to change your mindset. You need to change how you think every single day. You need to change how you go into every single day. And that is why we have this guy as your solution. Today, we're bringing you podcast number 68. Get your game face on. So without further ado, I got you with Dave, the Game Face Major.
Hey, got it, face. All right.
So
You mean
I'll
like
tell you,
game face, baby? Look at that. This is my helmet, baby. This brings back memories for us old guys.
I love that. For those of you guys, our profession has a debt of gratitude, a profession, as chiropractors, but also entrepreneurs. We have a debt of gratitude for you, Dave. You guys, Dave, aka the Game Face Major. So, if you guys ever heard that the coin phrase game face, that has exploded in large part due to this guy, due to Dave. Dave coined that, basically kind of coined that phrase, and it has gone international. Whenever I hear, game day, game face, I can't think of ESPN. I can't think of that song without thinking of you, when that comes on. But you guys, for those that don't know Dave, has started multiple companies over the years. Dave had a game-ending injury in football years and years ago. And Dave, you were always in sports and coaching. And Dave got into chiropractic amongst many things that Dave does within business. And he found that he had his calling in teaching people about chiropractic. So for those of us who are chiropractors and who we know Reggie Gold saved our profession in many, many ways and elevated our profession. And
Yes.
at one of these seminars with Reggie, as he was introducing Dave, said, and I'm going to just use my, I obviously wasn't there, but everyone has heard this story and it really touched me. Reggie, I put Reggie in this light. Reggie has done so much for me, he's done so much for our profession, so much for business, so much for chiropractic. But he said, there is no one else on earth, no one else within chiropractic ever that has brought more people into chiropractic than this guy right here, Dave Major. And I'm thinking of all these people who have done so much good. I'm thinking about people who I consider titans in industry within chiropractic and business. And I'm looking at the numbers they produce because I know the numbers, and I can't even fathom what you have done. You've done over 3,000 lectures. It's got to be more than that at this point now, far over 3,000.
Probably. I don't like to exaggerate. I mean, when I was younger, I did, but definitely.
I mean, and Dave's been featured on Discovery Health Channel. Dave has done so much. Author of Health is Health a Journey, right? And over 2 million copies of that book sold. So Dave, you guys, is a motivational speaker. He's an author. He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He's a chiropractic advocate. And the problems, like I was talking about, this guy is the solution to many of those problems. And Dave, I would like to jump into that. I would love to talk about the game face philosophy, and specifically with our viewers today, with our chiropractors and our business owners, our entrepreneurs, I would like to talk about how every single business owner, what do we want, you guys? We want money. And to get money, we need clients, right? We need practice members. But so many are trying to chase after that without understanding what's happening inside first. And so we have to literally go back to basics. Michael Jordan always says that he would always go back to fundamentals LeBron James, Kobe, they would always go back to fundamentals, dribbling, shooting free throws before they did anything else. And that's what you teach, Dave. So, mm-hmm. Dave, let's talk about the game face mentality. Let's talk about the game face philosophy and why that is critical when it comes to our marketing, our sales, and our life.
Okay, great. As you can see on top there, inspired the personal growth, inspiring growth personally and professionally, it's got to be personal. I like how you said, you know, behind the profession is the personal. That's been my philosophy all my life. I read the book Built from Scratch by Home Depot, the two guys started, and they said, we create an environment of personal growth. As the person grows, the business grows. I mean, it's simple, and it's the same concept here. And thank you for very much. I'm an emotional guy. As loud as I am, I get very, you know, humble. And I, you know, when someone says stuff like that, and like when Reggie Gold's wife said, you know, Reggie told me he's glad I didn't become a chiropractor. And he says, because you've helped chiropractic much more than what you do. And she goes, my husband was right. And that just touched my heart. But let's talk about the game phase. How it started. My son, long story short, I'll really try to condense this. They were about 50-50 from seventh grade on. Senior year, they said, Mr. Major, how can, you know, we be successful? I said, it's all about game face. Get your game face on. And so, make long story short, my son and three other guys are captains. They said, can we come tomorrow? Can we come over tomorrow and get us pumped up, you know, motivational speaker? I said, sure. So they cars start coming in. I kind of put a hat on, kind of tired. And I'm hearing car after car. And I'm like, this is more than, you know. And I look and the whole team is out there. And they all get out like, and I go, and I'm excited. You know, if you've played any sports, you get like pumped. It's game day. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, on the count of three, do game face. So I go, 1, 2, 3, game face, 1, 2, 3, game face. And all of a sudden they went from this to like, they're like, yeah, game doesn't start at 7 at night. It starts at 7 in the morning. Just like yeah. Business doesn't start, you know, when right as you're opening the doors, it starts when you wake up and get your head in the game and game face on, mentally, physically, spiritually, work out, get focused on the day. You know, there's no such thing as luck. It's when you're prepared and you have an opportunity, that's when you're successful. So don't tell me good luck. I'm prepared every day. I wake up, you know, ready and get my game face on. So anyways, make a long story short, they had, get this, they, North and South, my son's game, which I missed Total Solution for, where I used to do, because I didn't want to miss any of his games. I walk my talk. I go there. There's 14 to 12, minute and a half left. They're winning. But if this team gets fourth down, gets 5 yards, they can keep going and maybe kick a field goal and beat them. And my son's about 5'10", and he's sitting there. He's a tackle, strong guy. And he looks up. See, he looks up to me, and he goes, I'm like, get him, Michael. And I'm having one of those big, like, a horse's leg, the old type cameras. And he goes, he's double team, and he blows through there. And as the quarterback goes to hit, my son nails him and calls for loss. I'm like crying. That's my boy. It's like, awesome. They win the game. And he had his game face on. I'm like, oh, that's what it's all about. Get your head in the game and your game face on. So they went to the championship and they won the championship, the North and at Kent State, the kids lined up and they're like, Mr. Major, and we're all in the end zone waiting for our kids. I go, what? They go, game face. And they came and they piled up on me and they're just like, yes, yes. I said, listen, game face isn't just about football. It's about the game of life. Every day you get up and, you know, boom, you get your game face on and get prepared, you know, first personally, because if you're not getting hugs at home and you're getting tugs, take care of your home. So you can get hugs and get encouragement as you go. You get that tugs. That's with that tugging on you all day long, trying to serve people and do business. And you got this going on, man, you take care of your home. It takes care of your business. I'm going on 48 years of marriage. I met my wife 51 years ago. We started dating 51 years ago. I mean, don't show me a successful business and show me a terrible home. Show me the home first and I'll show you the business. It's really simple. So
can I talk about that for a second?
Sure.
I know you and I have talked about this and anyone who's been in business will agree because they've done the studies on it. And when you've been around it long enough, you can see this. All business problems, especially the biggest business problems, they're not business problems, are they, Dave?
No.
They're personal problems, right?
Yes.
They're personal. So I want you guys to listen to what Dave's going to share about this. Mm-hmm. All, and listen to me right now, look me in the eye. all business problems are personal problems in disguise. What is going on inside you will inevitably carry. Now, are we all going to have rough days where there's just kind of a rough day and we can go through that? Yeah, absolutely. Every person on earth is going to have a rough day. But when you see things perpetually happening, there is something that you need to heal inside you. And there is an internal battle that you have to have with your mind and your heart about what you really want in life. And what are you really focusing on? I can't tell you how many times I talk to my colleagues. I'm like, what do you want? I really want time with my family. I was talking to a dear friend who just started his own practice again. He started the practice, didn't do well, associated, started the practice again, and he's been struggling. He told me he hasn't had personal time to any degree or family time or vacation in 2 years. And he's miserable. And he's telling me all these problems with staff, all these problems in his practice. And guess what? We found out 7 personal problems, 2 are major, but 7 mega personal problems in his business. And so I want you guys to listen to what Dave is going to share on this, because this is going to change your life. All business problems are personal problems in disguise. This episode of The Chiropractor's Edge is brought to you by Mango Voice. Mango Voice is an enterprise-grade VoIP system based in the cloud. Whether you're at the office or on the go, Mango gives you the tools you need to engage customers like never before. This is a product that my team can't live without, and neither should yours.
Right. I used to own a bunch of clinics, and so with Dr. Curry.
You say that so humbly. This guy.
So anyways, but I had one that a gentleman failed, kind of like your buddy. But you know what? He got his life together. He's very successful now. Got back. He left and started selling for a standard process, and then got the big idea, what we've been talking about, what we're talking about today. And he's just changing lives now. So it's great. So wherever you're at, listen up, because my coach used to say, if and butts were candy and nuts, every day be a Merry Christmas. There's no if and buts here. Okay. But so anyways, you know, when we're talking about, you know, marketing, sales, relationships, we're talking about the whole game of life. And that's why, you know, we talk about basics. I do have a basic program of basics. I talk about the belief is the cornerstone. Then the attitude is the A. Then you have to have systems. Then you implement the systems. That's the I. C, then you commit to that. And then S, you statistically look at how you're doing and make tweaks. So it's like, if you're building a foundation in your life and that cornerstone, which we know who that is, but the cornerstone of belief there, when we get done, we better look back and see if we're going in the right direction, good or bad, because when we make the next wall and the next wall and the next wall, if we're not statistically looking, guess what? That fourth wall, we're not going to match. We got to match. So what happens is, you know, stats are very important when you are, you know, to see where you're going. But like my daughter said, you have basketball clothes. She goes, Dad, but stats are like bikinis. They show a lot, but not everything, you know? So they're one of those things that stats are important, but you can't get so focused on stats, but that you need to know that. So, you know, you got to have the attitude right off the bat. You know, I talked about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits, and talks about the kid in the guy in the subway gets on the train, nice suit and briefcase, and these kids get on with their dad and they're knocking everything over. And he's like, buddy, and the guy is kind of sleeping, like oblivious of what's going on. He goes, hey, what are you doing? These kids are going on and they're wrecking and they're stepping on my shoes, knocking my briefcase over. You know, so I can get up. I have 2 choices. Get up and go, I'm a motivational speaker. Catch me in a van down by the river. Get pumped up. We all have kids. And you kind of go, okay. And then, but all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, you're back to where you're at, the state. But if you have a paradigm shift and he goes, their mother just died, what do you think I should do? So when you listen up to what we're saying and you get that shift, they're like, wait, it's not about the latest song or rah-rah. It's about changing your paradigm and how you see things, because you're avoiding those things at home that you need to take care of. And you're trying to live life while you're trying to, you know, clean up a mess at home. You got to have the great attitude, number one. Okay, then you got to have the belief that I can do it. Sorry, going the wrong way. Then you got to be committed. No one's committed nowadays. You got to be committed, whether good or bad. And once you're committed, that gives you the drive to do it. I mean, when I fell off that roof and hurt my neck, and 3 years later, my arm went numb. Even though my wife had had migraines taken away by my buddy 2 years earlier, I'm like, "Yeah, you're a quack." I go in and I'm like, my life changed, and I'm so excited about what I'm doing. I'm changing lives. I mean, I've had jobs with Magnabox, Philips Lighting Corporation, the vice president, the head guy of sales next to me. He goes, "Hey, so what do you do?" I go, "I empower lives to impact life." He goes, "What?" That's my positioning statement. If I say motivational speaker, think of Tony Robbins or Chris Farley. And he goes, how do you do that? I said, "Let me ask you one question. This is a true story." I go, "How's your family?" The guy started crying. Wow. He goes, "It's a mess." I said, "I don't care how much money you make. I care about your home." He goes, and then long story short, about they're having their national sales meeting for the whole country. "I want you to speak. I want you to speak. We usually have a 6 week, what do you do that I want you to speak?" And the vice president of Philips Lighting come up to me, hugged me. He's 82 years old. He's like, "That was the best thing. I wish we'd have heard you years ago. It would have saved so many divorces and so many problems and stuff." I got a job at, Microsoft down in Austin, Texas. I spoke to executives. I'm starting to talk and they're all like this. I said, this is a while ago, "Put your blackberries around blueberries." No. And I said, "You look up here, because if you want to be changed, you not only listen, knowledge is in power. Wisdom is knowledge rightly applied. You can know everything, but if you don't apply it, you can know about date night, but if you don't take your wife on a date." I said, "In the Bible, the guy was crippled for 30 some years. And Jesus said, 'You want to be well?'" He goes, "Yeah." He knew that this was Jesus that could heal him. But he goes, "But by the time I crawl when the angel stirs the water, if you're not the first one in, by the time I get," he goes, "Hey, listen, pick up your mat and walk. If you really believe, then pick up your mat and walk. If you really believe in this message, I'm telling you're going to listen to us, number one, but two, you're going to apply. You're going to apply what we say. And when you apply, the guy was healed. The man's healed, was crippled." He goes, "Stretch forth thy hand, reach for it. Don't just take all this knowledge in. Apply, apply, apply. Get your game face on, go on. You're going to get hit. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get bruised up. But you know what? For 35 years, 37 years, I've been successful. I didn't know anything about running a business. I mean, my dad worked at a factory. My father-in-law said, 'Don't you dare do this. Work, get your gold watch.' I said, 'I have a mission in life. I ain't stopping, man. This is amazing.' And the naysayers, get over there, because I've always been a positive guy. I've won like 5 out of 7 games. Five games that we're behind in the last 2 minutes. I go, 'Come on, we're going to do it.' Just like last night, that kid said, 'I messed up.' We all mess up. He said, 'I wasn't going to let my mess ups ruin and not win the game.' I said, 'We got to win the game.' So when things were bad 10 years ago, I'm on the plane. I have almost 3 million miles flying all around the world. They say, 'Oh, things are bad. How you doing?' I go, 'I'm too blessed to be stressed and too annoyed to be disappointed. How you doing?' They go, 'You're crazy.' I go, 'What do you do?' I said, 'Hey, success is a consciousness. It's what's between the ears. It's what's in there, And I'm looking at everything as the glass is half full. My wife calls me Pollyanna. Oh, Dave's, everything's positive. We're right. Are some things negative? Something? Yeah, but it's how I react. 10% of what happens, 90% of how I react. So yes. Sorry. Anyways, so yeah. And the problem is out there listening, get the public face off. Be real. Get that, there's a private face that when I'm coach, I'm like, "What is going on in your life?" You're like, "Oh, everything's fine." That's the first reaction. Everything's fine. Is it really? No, it's not. So get that, lovely, honest, open, transparent face. I am who I am now. When I'm off camera, wherever, I'm the same everywhere I am in life. So don't be putting on the mask and pretending. Be honest and open. That's the only way you're going to be successful in life. Oh my gosh, come on. So just check. I always say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's what I'm talking about. I know they call me the grandpa rapper. So I'll shut up.
That. You struck a principle that's actually super critical. It's what I call the fortune is in the follow-up. Most people hear these great ideas. And what did you say about ideas earlier, Dave?
Idea is worth a dollar, but when you implement them, they're worth millions.
That's a fact. One of the biggest regrets I had was I've always wanted to learn from the greats, And I wanted to be sure that I had, because I can just shoot from the hip and rock and roll and make ideas go. But I want to be sure I was doing things as efficiently and effectively as possible. But there were several groups and organizations and relationships that I delayed taking action on. And it cost me money. It cost me relationships. It cost me personal growth. It cost me mindset. It cost me parts of my health. And so, you guys, it is critical that you implement. So what Dave is teaching, something with our other mentor, Dave Meltzer, you know, every person in business is saying exactly what Dave is saying. You can hear these great ideas and it can energize you, but it's like drinking an energy drink. Yeah. You may be spizzed up and your heart may pump for a little bit, but what's going to happen once that is gone? What's going to happen to your character? Character is who you are when no one's around. If you're just getting spizzed up, it's going to die. So every single day, what do we do? I get up at 4 a.m. every day and I go over my calendar and I go over the things personally that I want to accomplish with my family that I want to accomplish and how I'm going to accomplish it with them. I ask 5 questions. What do I want today in categories of personal, professional, play? I do that every, you know, spiritual growth. What do I want? What do I want? Who do I want it with? How am I going to accomplish it? When am I going to do it? And then why? And when I do that, I find that I am laser focused. And every single day, I have different things that I read that I've told myself, okay, I'm going to read. I read scripture every single day. That's a no-brainer. I do it with my family every single day. But then I say, okay, you know, I'm going to read from Dave's stuff today on Monday. And I've planned it out. I'm going to read from over here on Tuesday, over here on Wednesday, over here on Thursday, and over here on Friday. And I plan it out because guess what happens? Anything is going to get your attention. And crises are going to come, fire is going to come. And then what's going to happen is that people are going to say, you know, that number one thing I wanted to do today, oh crap, it's 10 o'clock. I didn't even do it. Well, what was priority wasn't planned for, so they couldn't do it. So if you're not scheduling your calendars every day, you guys, if you're not becoming a student of your calendar to then implement what he is teaching and what these greats teach, because this guy has it made. He's had it made for a long time, but continually gives back because it's his mission. And when Dave says game face, that is who Dave is. Dave and I have known each other for almost, gosh, 18 years now, Dave. Something like that. Dave, I asked when we were going through clinic and student clinic, we were asked, we would do like a 3-day
boot camp.
And we had said, who do we want? Like, you guys can get a keynote speaker. They'd given us a list of speakers. And I was on one of the committees as to choose who could come speak to us. And I had a list and some people I knew, some people was like, gosh, I don't know this person. I've heard of this person. So I researched everybody. And when I heard Dave and researched Dave, I was like, we got to get Dave. And Dave, you were so gracious enough. You came and spoke to us. And that was so motivating. And I'll tell you, I don't think I've ever even shared this with you. Maybe I have. But in student clinic, I would find so many of my colleagues. And at the time, we had to do like 250 adjustments over, I don't know what it was, like a year's time, something like that. We had to bring on 20 new patients. And within a month, I had done 440 adjustments. And as a student in student clinic, that was unheard of. I brought in over 1,000 patients through the, so I ended up going to the Veterans Hospital. I ended up learning marketing systems, strategies. I ended up learning how to do, you know, patient screenings. And I'll tell you, this guy knows how to screen. This guy knows how to get people in. I know you go with like Dr. Danny Knowles, one of my good friends and mentors, and up at the Boulder, and you bring in hundreds and hundreds of patients for him. But this guy practices what he preaches. And again, the premise we're going over, you guys, is if you are personally not committing to what you believe in, if you're personally not scheduling, if you're personally not doing the things that matter most in your life, if you're not right with your family, if you're not right with yourself. David O. McKay said, no other success in life can compensate for failure in the home. I hear many of you, my dear friends, say, gosh, my family's most important. Yet your actions don't say that. And sometimes it's not that easy to see. So these principles of that game face mentality of being true to who you are, being excited about life, and then implementing that in every aspect of life has to happen before we teach you marketing strategies. Any thoughts on that?
Definitely. You know, you said the why. One of my biggest things I say is no why, no comply. If you don't know the why, you're not going to comply. But know your why, make your why bigger, and you'll comply and you will fly. I mean, know your why. I mean, that's why I'm still this excited, just as I was 37 years ago. When I come home and tell my wife I'm quitting my job and I'm going to be a spinal screener. She goes, "What's that?" I go, "I just want to educate people about chiropractic." And she said, "I can tell in your eyes, you know, that you really feel this is your call in life." And I said, "It is." So, you know, again, I mean, I just want to just kind of reiterate, because I'm a little ADD squirrel. It's like that guy who called me, the vice president of Dell.
Yeah.
He, you know, the only time I was a little nervous ever, because I'm never, he goes, "I hear, what's his game face? Someone suggested you to speak." And I'm like, I kind of a little mousy. And I start talking about, "I don't care how much you make. I'll give you vice president, president of the United States." And he goes, "Stop." You know, I said, "I don't care. I care about your home." He said, "Stop." And I go, "Oh, geez, I lost the gig." And he's like, he got emotional, choked up. He goes, "I almost lost my family." Because I said, "How many bodies, a trail of bodies you have with kids and stuff." And my kid's still 42. He's a preacher. He still hugs and kisses me on the cheek. My daughter's a teacher, 44. And he's like, "I almost lost my family. And I don't want my staff to, and I know the power of having my home, you know, solid and being a better businessman." This is the guy at Vice President Dell. He said, "You got the job." So, I mean, I was like, wow. But yeah, we got to know your why and comply and get your game face. It's a daily thing. I get my game face on, plus we armor up. I go armor up to stand up, to speak up, to show up, boom, to blow it up today and just get ready, because we're in a battle, spiritually, mentally, physically. We're all around and we got to be prepared. I didn't go out and play football, you know, against, I love saying this, Nick Saban. That's why he's got that little jerk in his head on the sidelines.
Courtesy of Dave, little souvenir of Dave, huh?
Yeah, a little souvenir. No, not really. But anyways, I wouldn't go out without my helmet, right? Or I get injured. So if we don't go out prepared and don't get the armor on, you know, it's easy for us to you know, make a bad response, because we're not, you know, like, okay, I didn't get up in time. I didn't have my coffee. I didn't get enough sleep. What? And it's like, whoa, you know, it's like, come on, get ready, man. It's a great day. It could be fourth quarter. It could be the last 2 minutes. My grandkids didn't like, I have seven. I said, "I'm in the fourth quarter of life." They go, "Papa." I said, "Well, you know, 20, 40, 60, 80. And they go, I said, "But you know what? You got to live life to the fullest, man. You got to live life to the fullest." So the funny thing is when, I can go on forever. I know we're probably short on time. I'm looking to see if there's anything else here. I can't say it enough. I mean, we just scratched the surface, but I'm telling you what, I love what I do and I do what I love. I mean, I don't work a day in my life. So, you know, if you're having struggles, I mean, I really appreciate, let me give accolades to Doc here. Doc has done amazing. I can't believe how fast time has gone. But he has taken what he's learned. And yes, he wish he would have, we all wish we would have done things earlier. But guess what? He's doing it now. And kudos to you. And I'll continue to pray. You have a passion to help people just like I do. So we're like-minded. And so I'm so glad that I'm on here. You know, you're helping me, I'm helping you. And it's just like, hey, listen, we have a mission. And the more people, you know, more hands make light work, right? So, you know, please don't just hear what we say, do what we say. Because again, you know, knowledge is not power. Ow, I know everybody's yelling at me now. Knowledge is potential power. It becomes kinetic when we use it. Okay. Yes. We could talk about date night. We could send you nice PDF files on here's what you say, here's what you do. And you put it on the shelf and boom, then you don't do it. That's how I started my business. When I left these people, we went from 4 clinics to 12. And then Sigafoos hired me and all these people started saying, wow, this guy's pretty good. And I started going around the world because my vision was be the best in Ohio at this, be the best in the United States. And last couple of years before COVID, I was on TV in Nairobi. I'm in Hong Kong helping chiropractors. I'm going all over the world because I said then after the United States, the world's my, you know. And so I go all over the place. And I'm telling you what, it's because I just love what I do and I do what I love. And I'm telling you what, and whoever is stopping you from reaching your dreams the one person who's doing it the most is you right here. You're doing it, you know? And so you got to have the mindset that I have the attitude. I can do it. I have the belief that guess what, with God's help and listening to all these success principles, that I can do it. I'm going to be committed 100%. You know, it's not how good you are. It's how bad you want it. And that's a key. and that'll give you the drive. If you don't have a drive, then something along here, one of these four are not happening. So I appreciate the opportunity. Continue to do what you do. I'm going to put this message on to other people. Check out the Chiropractic Edge. You can check out that's my Facebook. Inspire the person. Well, inspire the person, impact the profession. That's my Facebook group. So inspire the person, you'll impact the profession. Exactly what we're talking about.
I love that. Thank you so much, Dave. You guys, please follow Dave. Inspire. So a Facebook group, not the page, Facebook group, right? Inspire the person. The person. Profession.
Yep.
And then, and I'll send a couple of links for people to get to know who you are. But you guys, Dave, not only, so Dave is obviously a coach. Dave gets down really quickly to the nitty gritty. Dave gets down to core root problems, to uproot them, identify them, and make them strengths so he can teach you how to be your best self. He'll teach you your version of what your game face is. That's who Dave is. And that resonates with all of us to a degree, to a large degree. I know it's huge resonates with me, but Dave will teach you those principles. So please follow Dave, understand who Dave is and what, and as a gift. And Dave and I, we'll collaborate this. One of my spinal screening documents, my PDFs, I'm going to give to you guys for free. And Dave and I will collaborate on a couple of things, but if you guys are interested, just below, just, hey, give us a, I want the spinal screening. I'm going to give you guys what I do that has been so successful. Every spinal screening event I do, and I have people say, gosh, spinal screenings don't work. Number one, last year in our practice alone, spinal screenings brought us over $400,000 in revenue minimally. And that's direct. Indirectly, I have to chase how many people have come in from our spinal screenings, but that's a minimum, over 400,000 in spinal screenings. And guess how many spinal screenings event I did? 2.5. I didn't do a ton because, we have other marketing revenues and marketing streams that we do, but I'm gonna give that for you guys below. Please follow Dave. Put Dave as part of your motivation throughout the day. Understand who he is. This guy is an incredible human being. He's a mentor. And Dave has taught me so much. And I've carried Dave in my heart for many years. And Dave really is here to help serve you guys. So please follow Dave on Facebook. We'll have that link down below. And Dave, you know we have to end this, right?
Right. I know how we got to end it. But real quick, I will also give away, you guys want a PDF of my scripting and my form, my spinal screening form. That's great. And just to piggyback on you, and then we'll do our game face. It's like a guy 5 years ago said, your screening 5 years ago, the one screening at a grocery store, he said, I looked at the people and the referrals I was at. He said, I had $350,000 of revenue from that one screening, and he paid $2,000 for me for the one day screening. That's amazing.
How many lives? ROI
was it 300? It's like crazy. It's crazy. But anyways, yeah,
but that's what you expect, Dave, because it works.
Exactly. Exactly. Look at the big picture. You got to look at the big picture. Some seeds may grow and others may not, but keep planting seeds is what we're taught. You win some, you lose some, you can't refuse them because God is guarding, he will choose them. All right. Okay. On the count of three, we're going to do game face. And when we're doing this, people, we're grabbing the face mask. Boom. That's what I used to do. Ready? Count of three. One, two, three.
Game face.